Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse 27. Tak takshakad atmanom richum. Takshakad atmanom richum. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Prapatsyata upashrutya. Prapatsyata upashrutya. Mukta sangha padam harer. Takshakat atmanom richum. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Prapatsyata upashrutya. Mukta sangha padam harer. Someone else, please. Atmanom richum. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Mukta sangha padam harer. Takshakat atmanom richum. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Prapatsyata uprasharuja. Mukta sangha padam harer. Ladies, please. Takshakat atmanom richum. Dvija putro pasarjitat. Prapatsyata upashrutya. Mukta sangha padam harer. Takshakat atmanom richum. Sojitahat Prapasyata upasrutya. Mukta sangha padam harer. Takshakat. By the snake bird. Atmana. Of his personal self. Mrityum, death. Dvijaputra, the son of a Brahmana. Upasharjitat, being sent by. Prapasyate, having taken shelter of. Upashruja, after hearing. Muktasanga, freed from all attachment. Padam, position. Harer, of the Lord. Translation, after hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a Brahmana, he will get himself freed from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relationship with the Lord. And when it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachment and becomes competent to go back home, back to Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit, being especially attached to the Lord from the beginning of his body in the womb of his mother, was continuously under the shelter of the Lord and the so-called warning of his death within 7 days from the date of the curse by the Brahmin's son was a boon to him to enable him to prepare himself to go back home, back to Godhead. Since he was always protected by the Lord, he could have avoided the effect of such a curse by the grace of the Lord. But he did not take such undue advantage for nothing. Rather, he made the best use of a bad bargain. For 7 days continuously, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, and thus he got shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by that opportunity. Om Agena Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. These are incredible purports that Srila Prabhupada is writing in this first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So many wonderful instructions. Srila Prabhupada is teaching us how to go back home, back to Godhead. How to go back to the spiritual world. Though we hear this many, many times, it's very important to remember the changing body. Every morning when we go for breakfast, we see that diagram, that diorama. It's very important for us to keep this in our thoughts. When we're young, we think we have a lot of time. When we're young, we think, we feel as if we don't have to be concerned about leaving this body. We're young, we have so much energy, our senses are strong, our bodies are strong, We feel good. However, time and tide wait for no one. It's like you look at the watch, or you look at the second hand, and it just keeps ticking, keeps ticking, keeps ticking. So imagine, this is a mathematical equation. If the life is for 100 years, when we're 10 years old, each one of those years is a much longer percentage of life. When you're 90 years old, each year now, instead of 10 years becoming one-tenth of your life, each year becomes one-tenth of your life. Yes, Prabhu?
Just the opposite. When you're 10, 1 year is 1/10 of your life. When you're 90, it's 1/90. It's 1/80.
Okay. Thank you. So, life becomes shorter. And I remember having a conversation once with my stepfather, who lived to be 98 years old. And when he was coherent at 95, we discussed Krishna consciousness. He never asked me any questions, but we had a discussion about it. And he told me that that old age is not fun. He had challenges in having energy. He had challenges in his body just starting to fall apart and not have the abilities that it used to. So while we're young, while we have our energy, while we're coherent, while we have focus, this is a wonderful opportunity. Srila Prabhupada states his very last word in the purport, opportunity. Life is full of opportunities. We have the most amazing opportunity here. Think about this. Wonderful association. Wonderful deity worship. Wonderful prasadam. Wonderful foodstuffs. I was thinking this morning at Mangal Artik, this is incredible how we all get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And at 4:30, we are singing. We are singing so ecstatically. Or we're dancing. We're playing musical instruments. That sets the tone for the rest of the day. Someone I used to know in Florida when I lived there, I remember saying to him, I said, "Oh, good morning." He said, "Oh, too late for that." This is like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. "Oh, it's too late for that." This was his common response. But here, what an opportunity to have a good morning. Now, by having this good morning, by having this opportunity to be at a morning program, to be chanting Hare Krishna, to be singing at 4:30 in the morning, it gives us the opportunity to cut our attachments, cut our material attachments. But we all have to have attachments. So we're taking those material attachments and we're taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And we're trying to become attached to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. We're trying to become attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. We're trying to become attached to our devotional service. And what wonderful association we have to do that within. And that's how we develop faith. It all starts with association of devotees. And then we develop that faith. As Srila Prabhupada says in the 9th chapter of Gita, 3rd verse, faith comes from association with devotees. So as we've spoken about this many times, association is very, very important. Very important. As my wife would use the phrase often, and I liked it, so I like to repeat it. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So here's our future. Here's our future. So devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relationship with the Lord. And when it is matured, one gets completely freed from all material attachments and becomes competent to go back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning this in this purport about going back to Godhead. This is where we all belong. And it's possible. It's possible to do it. It's a simple process. It's a challenging process, but Srila Prabhupada makes it simple. Lord Chaitanya came to teach us all how to be a devotee. And it was very simple. We chant Hare Krishna. Think about all the pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where all the devotees are going out and they're spreading Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy name. This is actually our business. Deity worship and spreading Krishna consciousness through book distribution and by Harinam. It's actually a very simple process. We don't need to recreate anything. We don't need to introduce anything else. Now, we should be smart and we should be creative how to do that. But it's a simple process of hearing and chanting. Hearing is so vital because what we hear is what's going to come out in our personality, in our actions. What we hear, what we practice, then is going to come out of our mouth. You can tell a person where they're at simply by listening to them speak and seeing what are the way that they act. Then you can tell where their hearts are at. So everyone is here, coming, attending the morning program, and as I look around, I see you're all regulars. Everybody comes day in and day out. So there's a taste there. They like what they do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. Devotees are managing. They like what they do. Challenging or not, they like what they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to do it. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. The pujaris, they're on the altar every morning. Dressing the deities, worshiping the deities, they have a taste. They like what they're doing. And it all starts with hearing. Now, Maharaj Parikshit had a boon. And that boon was that he knew that he only had 7 days left to live. What would we do if we were told you only have 7 days left to live? But we don't even know if we have that much time. Now, this is not to instill fear in anyone, but one will find as they get older that they start thinking more and more about that day. And it's real. It's a real time. But it's part of life. And then depending on what we're thinking about at that time determines where are we going. As Bhagavad Gita says, whatever we're thinking about at the time of death, we'll go on to take that birth without fail. So we've already got that warning. And we can learn by hearing. We can learn by seeing. As we get older, we start to learn by experiencing. Some of us have had those experiences of being very close to leaving. And hopefully that makes us more sober. As I've spoken a few times in classes before, I remember my material father was never really so attracted to Krishna consciousness. And I remember having some conversations with him, and he would kind of argue with me. So I didn't push it. And on his deathbed, when he was dying, I remember flying to New York, and I remember going in the hospital, and I started reading Bhagavad Gita at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was very early in the morning, and I was tired from traveling, but I wanted to read. I gave him Ganges water. So I took a moment to stop just to take a little bit of a break because I was tired, and I was going to take a little nap in the chair. And all of a sudden, I heard from him very strongly, very coherent, because he was incoherent. Wasn't coherent at all when I was reading to him. He said, "This is very interesting. Please continue." So I was very surprised. So then I continued. We had a very nice conversation. So here it was at the very end, he got the opportunity to hear Krishna consciousness. So here we are, sitting in Bhagavatam class, hearing Krishna conscious philosophy. So it's very important that we hear on a regular basis, that we chant our rounds. And it's not enough just to chant. We have to chant good rounds. I was thinking when we were reciting the 10 offenses. You want to work, if one wants to work, we want to work on our japa daily. Go through the 10 offenses. What does it mean? But to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to propagation of the holy name of the Lord. How conscientious are we of the different 10 offenses? But the one that hit me the most is when we said together, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Inattentive while chanting. So, there's work to be done. But what a golden opportunity. What an amazing opportunity we all have. And when I say that, I don't only mean the ones that are here in this room. I also mean the ones that are at home, preparing breakfast, who might be eating breakfast, who are on their way to work in their vehicle, who might be in even the other side of the world listening to this discussion. you also have that amazing opportunity to plug in. And so that's what we do. Every day we plug in. We plug into this process of Krishna consciousness. So Maharaj Parikshit is a great example of what it means to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada is a great example of a devotee, what it takes, his dedication to this movement. Let's rewind, go all the way back to even before he came to the United States. It was a lifetime in preparation. His main business, though he was a businessman, was Krishna consciousness, was worshiping the deity. But then coming over here at an older age, spending 2 months coming across on the Jaladuta, coming to Boston Harbor. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. But to fulfill the mission of his spiritual master, to follow the instructions of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada came here to give Krishna consciousness to the Westerners. So here we are. And who could imagine? Srila Prabhupada just sat in a park, didn't have many books, didn't have all these mridangas, didn't have all the temples. But he had faith in the instruction of his spiritual master. And so it all started with chanting Hare Krishna. And he sat and chanted and chanted and chanted. And then people gathered and people inquired, what is Krishna? Who is Krishna? What is this all about? And then a temple opened up. And then Srila Prabhupada came to the West Coast. And he opened up temples here. And now just look at all the devotees that are all around the world. Look at all the devotees. Look at all the temples. Look at all the prasadam that's being distributed. It's quite amazing. So we have a daily mission, not only to each other, but also to Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And I like this, in the purport, where Srila Prabhupada said that Maharaj Parikshit, he made the best use of a bad bargain. This may be a bad bargain, but we can make the best use of it. In this human form of life, we have the opportunity and the ability to understand transcendental knowledge. We can inquire into the knowledge of the Absolute. And in this age of Kali Yuga, and we see what's going on out there, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, We're very fortunate that that mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Imagine what's in that mantra. For those of you on the internet that I'm pointing up here, we have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is up on top of the altar here, all lit up. These three words, Hare Krishna and Rama, is the medicine to sever material attachment. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness. Everyone's feeling pretty good right now. We were dancing a few times today, listening to the greeting of the deities. We all sang. We all chanted. We're getting excited. Prasadam is coming. It's quite a good feeling. But imagine at 3 o'clock this morning, or if you woke up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning, thinking about whatever else has to be done in life, material or spiritual, the anxieties that come with all of it. Life in this world is anxiety. It's just a given. It's a byproduct. But after we go through a morning program, we feel pretty good, don't we? So many opportunities. Let's take advantage of that to serve Krishna, to serve the Vaishnavas, by giving to the devotees, by serving the devotees, by serving the Vaishnavas. Think about the deposits we're making in our own spiritual bank account. So I wanted to see if any of the bhaktas had any questions or comments. Any of you Prabhus have something you want to ask? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhuji.
Thank you for attending.
I wanted to ask, how does one think of the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada?
How does one think of this in the same way that Srila Prabhupada thought about his spiritual master is the way that we should also think about his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada showed how he went and he heard from his spiritual master. He was given instructions, the love that he had for his spiritual master. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is on the altar. So we're worshiping him. We're worshiping the whole parampara. And it's starting with Srila Prabhupada on up to Krishna. So that's kind of a short version. Does that answer your question? Okay. You have a question, Prabhu?
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhu.
Thank you.
This is more of a comment or kind of a question.
Yeah, talk into the microphone, please.
So with the goal of life or the goal of what one should do at the time of death would be to hear, like Maharaj Parikshit, about the activities of the Lord and the Lord's confidential devotees, and to be in the association of other devotees who are there to help you in your transition.
Yes, but it's not always possible. I had heard a very nice story about a friend of mine who, a very nice Srila Prabhupada's disciple. And a couple of weeks ago, he was killed in a motorcycle accident. It just so happens that where the accident took place was in front of the devotee's house, where the Jagannath's cart is parked, because they do Rath Yatras in Florida. So the children were inside the house, and they heard the sound outside of the crash. So they ran out to see what it was, and they saw the devotee. They didn't even know it was a devotee. They saw someone laying there in the street. Now, I don't mean to be so graphic, but it just illustrates a point here how, you know, Krishna can do so many wonderful things. And they took his helmet off to find out that it was a devotee. So then the girl started chanting Hare Krishna very loudly to him. And then the parents came out. Now he's surrounded by devotees and they're chanting Hare Krishna to him. And then he leaves his body. You know, amazing that that happened. It just happened to happen like that. Now, what if it happened somewhere else and there were no devotees? So, you know, we have to be prepared that we have to maybe do this ourselves. We don't know if we have the opportunity to know, well, you know, we've only got so many days left to live. You know, just like I remember, you know, Sridhar Swami, when he was ill, and he knew he was ill, and he was able to get on a plane, and he was able to make it to Vrindavan, even though he was, you know, not as coherent as we would have liked, but he made it. He went with a devotee. A devotee brought him there. Jayananda Prabhu left his body right across the street in 3755. So we have to hope that we have that opportunity to be surrounded by devotees chanting. Srila Prabhupada, perfect example. He was surrounded by devotees. But we may not be that fortunate. So we have to be prepared. And so this is where the chanting of Hare Krishna, the daily practice of what we do, prepares us for that time. And Krishna will help us. If we're sincere, Krishna will help us. Somehow, Krishna will be present. I remember once I was walking on Fifth Avenue in New York City. I didn't have my bead bag. I was just walking down the street. I wasn't even dressed in a dhoti. And somebody walked up to me and went, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaha Pajamim. And then he walked away. And then he disappeared into the crowd. So how was that? And it's just, I never saw the person a day in my life. I don't know who he was. So we just have to try every day. Just try and just just get ourselves to the temple, associate with the devotees. If we feel like we need an accountability partner, hey Prabhu, if you don't see me at 25 after 4 in the temple room, would you do me a favor? Would you give me a call? Or would you come knock on my door? Something. I'm just, you know, you're all in the Voxer program. You're very fortunate to be having each other's association. You help each other to get up. So all we can do is try. It's very important to keep death in the forefront. Okay. So I know some other people had questions. Let me just turn over here real quick to the ladies, because sometimes we're sitting here, we're looking over here. Any ladies have any questions? No. All right. I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. And thank you very much for this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
I love your questions today. If I remember, it was from the second chapter. It was right in the beginning. I wanted him to know what was going to happen at the time of death. So I was reading.
I think it was from the second chapter.
Yeah.
Thank you.